DeepEnglish.com.
Timothy Treadwell spent 13 summers living with grizzly bears in remote Alaska. How many summers did Treadwell spend in remote Alaska? Treadwell spent 13 summers in remote Alaska. Did he live with koala bears? No, he didn't live with koala bears. He lived with grizzly bears. He loved them and gave them cute pet names like Mr. Chocolate. Did he hate the bears? No, he didn't hate the bears. He loved the bears. What cute pet names did he give the bears? He gave the bears cute pet names like Mr. Chocolate. These wild animals were anything but cute. Were the grizzly bears cute? No, the grizzly bears weren't cute. The grizzly bears were anything but cute. Weighing up to 1,700 pounds and standing up to 7 feet tall, these animals were dangerous. How much do they weigh? They weigh up to 1,700 pounds. How tall are they? They are 7 feet tall. Are they safe animals? No, they aren't safe animals. They are dangerous animals. Treadwell wasn't afraid, though. He claimed he was an accepted wild animal and brother to these bears. Was Treadwell afraid of the grizzlies? No, Treadwell wasn't afraid of the grizzlies. What did Treadwell claim he was to the bears? Treadwell claimed he was an accepted wild animal and brother to the bears. The grizzlies begged to differ. They tolerated his presence, but ultimately killed him. Did the grizzlies agree? No, the grizzlies didn't agree. The grizzlies begged to differ. Did they tolerate his presence? Yes, they tolerated his presence. What ultimately happened to him? The bears ultimately killed him. Ironically, Treadwell believed the bears saved him from an early death. As a young man, he jumped feet first into a party lifestyle. What did Treadwell believe the bears saved him from? Treadwell believed the bears saved him from an early death. What kind of lifestyle did he have as a young man? He had a party lifestyle as a young man. Did he jump toes first into a party lifestyle? No, he didn't jump toes first into a party lifestyle. He jumped feet first into a party lifestyle. He became an alcoholic and a drug addict. What did he become? He became an alcoholic and a drug addict. It was a near-fatal drug overdose which changed his fate. The brush with death saved him from an early grave. What changed his fate? A near-fatal drug overdose changed his fate. What saved him from an early grave? The brush with death saved him from an early grave. Treadwell decided he needed to get away from people. The remote and wild parts of Alaska were just what he needed. Who did Treadwell decide he needed to get away from? Treadwell decided he needed to get away from people. What parts of Alaska did he decide to go to? He decided to go to the remote and wild parts of Alaska. In 1989, he came face to face with a grizzly for the first time. In what year did he come face to face with a grizzly for the first time? He came face to face with a grizzly for the first time in 1989. Have you ever come face to face with a grizzly? Treadwell wrote, "The encounter was like looking in a mirror. I gazed into the face of a kindred soul." Was the encounter like looking in a mirror? Yes, the encounter was like looking in a mirror. Did he gaze into the face of a distant soul? No, he didn't gaze into the face of a distant soul. He gazed into the face of a kindred soul. The grizzly ran away, but the seeds were sown. Treadwell called it a revelation. What did the grizzly do? The grizzly ran away. Were the seeds thrown away? No, the seeds weren't thrown away. The seeds were sown. Did Treadwell call it a party? No, Treadwell didn't call it a party. He called it a revelation. He never touched drugs again. He had found a new addiction, bears. Did he ever touch drugs again? No, he didn't. He never touched drugs again. What was his new addiction? His new addiction was bears. For the next 13 years, Treadwell spent each summer filming himself getting closer to the bears. For how many years did Treadwell film himself? He filmed himself for 13 years. What did he film? He filmed himself getting closer to the bears. Did he film each winter? No, he didn't film each winter. He filmed each summer. Bear experts criticized Treadwell for sentimentalizing the wild animals. Did bear experts praise Treadwell? No, bear experts didn't praise Treadwell. Bear experts criticized Treadwell. Why did they criticize him? They criticized him for sentimentalizing the wild animals. He refused to carry safety precautions like pepper spray. Did he carry safety precautions? No, he didn't carry safety precautions. He believed he was somehow helping the bears, but experts believed he was causing them stress. Did he believe he was helping the bears? Yes, he believed he was helping the bears. They claimed he got too close and harassed them by singing songs and even touching them. Did they claim he harassed them? Yes, they claimed he harassed them. How did he harass them? He harassed them by singing songs and touching them. Native American Sven Håkansson said, "Treadwell tried to be a bear. You don't invade their territory. It's disrespecting the bear." Did Sven Håkansson say that it's respecting the bear to invade their territory? No, Sven Håkansson didn't say that it's respecting the bear to invade their territory. He said that it's disrespecting the bear to invade their territory. Treadwell believed the bears were misunderstood creatures. He felt bears and humans could live side by side in harmony. What kind of creatures did Treadwell believe the bears were? Treadwell believed the bears were misunderstood creatures. Did he feel that humans and bears could live side by side in hatred? No, he didn't feel that humans and bears could live side by side in hatred. He felt that humans and bears could live side by side in harmony. This mistake cost him his life. What did this mistake cost him? This mistake cost him his life. After 13 years of living amongst the bears, Treadwell and his girlfriend Amy Huguenard were killed and eaten by one of the bears. How many years did Treadwell and his girlfriend live amongst the bears? Treadwell and his girlfriend lived amongst the bears for 13 years. What happened to them? They were killed and eaten by one of the bears. Treadwell said he was an accepted wild animal. While grizzly bears seldom attack humans, they do attack and eat other bears. Did Treadwell say that he was an accepted wild animal? Yes, he said that he was an accepted wild animal. Do grizzly bears often attack humans? No, grizzly bears don't often attack humans. Grizzly bears seldom attack humans. What do they attack and eat? They attack and eat other bears. German director Werner Herzog made a documentary on Treadwell called Grizzly Man. Who made a documentary on Treadwell? German director Werner Herzog made a documentary on Treadwell. What was it called? It was called Grizzly Man. He explained that in all the faces of all the bears that Treadwell ever filmed, I discover no kinship, no understanding, no mercy. Did Herzog discover kinship, understanding, and mercy? No, he didn't discover kinship, understanding, and mercy. He discovered no kinship, no understanding, and no mercy. I see only the overwhelming indifference of nature. What did he see that was overwhelming? He saw the overwhelming indifference of nature. Do you believe nature is indifferent?